Front Page Dramas present So He Married the Queen's Niece. This week's Front Page Drama, So He Married the Queen's Niece, reads like an Horatio Alger story that used to delight our fathers when they were boys. Our hero is Kenneth Harrington, a judge's son, who won, lost, and won again the heroine, the Honorable Cecilia Bowes Lyon, daughter of Lord Glamis, and niece of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth of England. Our hero, Kenneth, met Cecilia in Scotland during his summer vacation, and they became very much attached to each other. When Cecilia returned to her home in the south of England, young Kenneth paid frequent visits there, and finally in the spring of 1934, he asked for her hand in marriage. Cecilia's parents discussed the young suitor's prospects.
Well, my dear, do you have any objections to their engagement?
No, dear. Young Kenneth is a very fine young chap. I do wish, however, he was a little better off financially.
Yes. Yes, Kenneth's father, Sir Richard, was a very able judge. Before the war, £3,500 a year, enabled a man to maintain a good position in society.
Yes. Those terrible, expensive post-war days ate up a fortune. Poor Sir Richard had very little to leave his boys.
If young Kenneth only had a little better position, it might help. The boy's job at the legation is a very honorable one. The only difficulty is it doesn't pay anything. The little money the boy has just keeps him in his clothes.
Of course, it's splendid training, and eventually will lead to a very excellent post. Oh, but in the meantime, well, that's going to be rather difficult.
At present, they only wish to announce their engagement. They haven't said anything about an early marriage.
Yes, and perhaps by the time they are to be married, young Kenneth will be better off.
I wish we could do something for them. That Elizabeth's wedding to young Prince George just about strapped me. It's very nice having one sister marry royalty, but it's a jolly expensive honor. It's getting deucedly difficult for me to keep our end.
Quite, my dear. It is rather awkward to have such a fine young suitor, yet one so poor. But let us agree to their engagement and give them our blessing.
Righto, my dear. I'll send for young Kenneth, and you get Cecilia. We'll tell them it's all right.
Young Kenneth and Cecilia's engagement dragged on for 4 years, and then one evening...
What's the matter with you this evening, Kenneth? You seem awfully down in the dumps.
It's... Well, us, Cecilia. Our engagement.
Oh.
Please don't think I'm a cad, but I really think we ought to break it off.
My Kenneth, dear, what makes you say such a thing? Surely you haven't changed.
My dear, I love you more than ever. Don't you see how impossible it is? We can never be married.
My dear, I'm perfectly willing to marry you and struggle along on £7 a week.
I know that, my dear, but I won't let you. It wouldn't be fair. Your position and family connections, you really should marry a man with a townhouse, a country place, shooting preserves, a stable of good horses, and with a sufficient income to maintain such entertainment for all those in your circle.
Don't be ridiculous, Kenneth. I won't be happy with anyone but you. I'm perfectly willing to wait for you.
No, Cecilia. I'd be a perfect rotter to allow you to make such a sacrifice. Please, let's break off the engagement and just be good friends.
I won't hear of it. We're both very much in love with each other, and we've got to make sacrifices if we expect to be happy.
Cecilia! Kenneth! Oh, we just received the news. It's incredible, fantastic. Oh, my dear, I'm stunned.
What news, Mother? What in the world has upset you?
His Majesty, the King, my dear, he has definitely decided to abdicate.
Mother! Not really.
Yes, my dear. His Majesty is going to abdicate, and his brother George will succeed him.
Why, Mother, it's almost incredible. Oh. Why, that means... Oh. Good heavens, Mother. Aunt Elizabeth will be queen.
Yes, my dear. That is what it's about. It's so incredible. Who would ever have thought of such a thing? But I must hurry and find your father and tell him. Excuse me, my dear. Oh,
poor Mother. She certainly is upset. Imagine Aunt Elizabeth becoming queen.
Yes. That definitely affects our future, my dear. You're now the Queen's niece. And more now than ever before, you'll have a high social position to maintain. My dear, I'm more determined than ever to set you free.
Oh, please, Kenneth, don't let us talk about it now.
We must break our engagement and announce it publicly. However, my dear, I promise that if, as, or when I should ever be in a position to support you in a manner befitting your station, and you're still free and will have me, I'll be the happiest man in the world.
Those might have been empty words from some men, but like a true Horatio Alger hero, young Kenneth resigned his diplomatic career and took a small job in the metal trades. It was a shrewd choice, because the international rearmament race made metals a profitable industry. Young Kenneth not only gave up Cecilia, but golf, cricket, teas, theaters, everything, and devoted himself to his job. And like all Horatio Alger heroes, virtue has its own reward.
Well, Alec, have you reached a decision on the junior partner question?
Aye, hey, John. I've made up my mind it's going to be a man from the ranks.
A splendid idea, Alec. I just about reached the same conclusion myself. Now, there are three or four likely young chaps out there at the works.
As far as I'm concerned, John, there is only one. And it isn't that nephew of yours either.
Well, I'm not exactly sorry to hear you say that. The boy has been lagging behind lately. But, who is your choice, Alec?
That young Harrington. When that young man came in here, he took off his coat and went to work. He wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty, and he didn't watch the clock. 15 hours a day he's worked, and he hasn't let up since.
Yes, you're perfectly right. He's been climbing up the ladder fast, one promotion after the other, and it hasn't gone to his head. He hasn't slackened his pace a bit either.
I'm getting along in years, John, and shortly I'll retire. And when I do, the man that takes over my job will hate to get it the way I got it. Hard work. Aye, young Harrington's the man.
Right you are, Alec. We'll call him in and break the news, as long as we both feel the same way about it. Miss Adams, send Mr. Harrington in at once, please.
Very good, Mr. Whitcomb.
Is Harrington in town?
Yes, Alec. I rather anticipated your decision and sent out to the works to have him come in today.
You sent for me, gentlemen?
Yes, Harrington. Mr. Whitcomb and I have for some time been trying to make up our minds about a junior partner.
Yes, and today we finally made the decision, Harrington. And you're it.
I?
Junior partner in the firm of Roberts Whitcomb Limited. That's your new post from today on, Harrington. It's a just reward for 3 years of hard work. And it's not merely that you have put your heart and soul into your work here, Harrington, but you've shown a remarkable natural fitness for it. We're proud of you, lad.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. I hope I can always live up to the high opinion you have of me. I'll carry on harder than ever.
That's the spirit, Harrington. But remember, there are other things besides work. Love, marriage, the home, children. Don't pass them up, lad, as I did.
I hope not, sir. As a matter of fact, I'm going to propose to a young lady this very evening, sir.
Oh?
We've been waiting for an opportunity like this. It's Lady Cecilia Bowes-Lyon, sir.
Lady Cecilia Bowes-Lyon? The Queen's niece?
Yes, sir. We've been unofficially engaged for nearly 5 years.
Fine. Splendid, Harrington. Good luck to you.
And while our young hero was forging ahead in business, our heroine hadn't been idle either. Cecilia decided, when their engagement was broken, that if it was money that was keeping them apart, why shouldn't she help by getting some of it? And so she broke the news to her father and mother.
I think it's a splendid idea, Cecilia. Most admirable display of spirit, my dear. Go right at it. You have my blessing.
Thank you, Father. And you, Mother, what is your opinion?
Well, my dear, I don't think it's very dignified for a niece of Her Majesty the Queen to open a shop.
It's not going to be a shop, dear. It's going to be a social service bureau.
And you won't have a shop?
No, dear. Offices. Nice, bright, cozy offices in Park Lane. We're going to specialize in staging weddings, garden parties, social functions, give advice on fashions, house decorations, the more subtle points of social etiquette.
Mm.
It's a very much needed service, dear, and will be very profitable, too, I hope.
But think of the publicity, dear.
We're going to do everything quietly. There'll be no publicity or advertising, dear.
Mm.
Don't worry. We won't do anything that might detract from the aristocratic character of the family.
I wouldn't worry if I were you, my dear. Any girl that has gumption enough to want to help accumulate money to marry the man she loves by working for it, won't reflect anything but honor on the family name.
Thank you, Father. Well, I'd better be off to school. I've got to master a lot of subjects that are going to be important in a social service bureau.
And so Cecilia, in partnership with a friend, took the necessary business training, and finally they opened their social service bureau. And it wasn't long before success crowned their efforts. They planned and executed some of last year's most brilliant London social functions, and their services were in constant demand. Then came the happy day when Kenneth dashed in with the news of his good fortune.
Well, Lady Cecilia Voselyon, businesswoman extraordinary, would you take time off from your mad whirl of business to listen to a proposal?
What sort of a proposal, Mr. Kenneth Harrington?
Oh, a very proper proposal, I assure you. A proposal of marriage.
I should love it. The wheels of industry have ceased their busy whirl. Proceed, young man.
I say, don't take this too lightly. No, you're now seated before the new junior partner of Whitcomb Roberts Limited.
Dearest, you mean you've been promoted again?
That's it, exactly. Jolly decent of Whitcomb and Roberts, wasn't it? I also have their full support and blessing to get married. And as I'm finally able to support a queen's niece properly, I've come to find out if the lady is still ready and waiting.
Not only ready and waiting, but very willing, my dear.
And your answer is yes?
On one condition, that you will allow me to keep right on with my profitable business, providing it doesn't take too much time from our domestic and social life.
I agree most heartily.
All this seems to be with the full approval of Cecilia's exalted aunt, Queen Elizabeth, who has a fair share of Scottish thrift and is said to be proud that her niece has shown so much business ability. Of course, they will live happily ever after. No Horatio Alger hero or heroine ever thought of divorce or so much as said a cross word to each other. You have just heard a radio dramatization of So He Married the Queen's Niece, a feature article to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you at no extra cost as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the maximum of reading enjoyment in the entertaining, educational, and up-to-the-minute stories, articles, and feature fiction by the world's best writers to be found in every issue of The American Weekly, the magazine distributed each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Thank you.